Good morning. President Barack Obama has just wrapped up his trip to Kenya. He is now in Ethiopia. He is the first sitting American president to have visited Kenya. Once he stepped off Air Force One, he was greeted by his sister, Alma Obama. At a state dinner, Obama joked he suspects some of his critics back home, particularly those who don't believe he's American, think he's in Kenya to look for his birth certificate. Well, that's not the case, he joked. He also joked that the occasion amounted to a somewhat unusual Obama family reunion because siblings, aunts, uncles, and a grandmother from his father's side of the family attended.
Hey. About it, Zenu. Wa Kenya, Mpio. It is great to be back in Kenya.
The occasion for the visit was the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, where the president addressed economic development, counterterrorism, and human rights. He attended a joint news conference with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyatta, praising his country, said, "Go see the beauty of Kenya, that it's a hotbed of vibrant culture, natural beauty, and wonderful people."
Let the world hear a very simple message, that the narrative of African despair and indignity is false, and indeed was never true. Mr. President, it is our hope that your presence here today, and indeed all of you gathered here, will help us change that narrative. When you go home, and indeed, as you travel around the world, tell those who you meet about what you've seen here in Kenya. Share your experiences and let them know that Africa is open and ready for business.
President Obama brought $1 billion in new investments, about half from government-backed loans or grants, to boost young entrepreneurs in Africa. But he said the biggest impediment to progress for Kenya is corruption. He says companies will be concerned about doing business in Kenya if 5% or 10% of the cost of investing is being diverted due to corruption.
It's just a math issue. If they've got a plan for a business, it's got a certain profit. And if suddenly some of that is taken off the top due to corruption, that makes that investment less attractive. And that's the judgments that they make. And then at a more grassroots level, if you've got some small business person trying to open up a store and they find that they have to pay bribes here, there, everywhere just to get a business started, that's inhibiting the kind of entrepreneurship that we highlighted earlier this morning.
Obama said it's critical to go after corruption at its highest levels of government and not just at lower levels. Saturday evening, he's seen dancing and having a grand old time at celebrations after the conference. On Sunday, the president addressed the Kenyan people at a sports arena, condemning what he said are bad traditions which treat women as second-class citizens.
There's no excuse for sexual assault or domestic violence. There's no reason that young girls should suffer genital mutilation. There's no place in civilized society for the early or forced marriage of children. These traditions may date back centuries. They have no place in the 21st century. These are issues of right and wrong in any culture. But they're also issues of success and failure. Any nation that fails to educate its girls or employ its women and allowing them to maximize their potential is doomed to fall behind in the global economy.
The president left Kenya Sunday afternoon. He paused longer than normal atop the stairs to Air Force One to wave to the crowd with a huge grin on his face. He arrived 2 hours later in the Ethiopian capital, where he met with diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in the evening. Obama is expected to offer messages similar to those that he gave in Kenya about good governance and human rights during his 2 days of meetings with leaders in Ethiopia. Human rights groups have criticized the president for visiting the Horn of Africa nation, which is accused of cracking down on dissent, sometimes violently. Obama planned meetings with Ethiopia's president and prime minister and a separate session with regional leaders to discuss the situation in South Sudan, a young nation gripped by turmoil since civil war broke out in December 2013. Countering the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab in neighboring Somalia also is on the agenda for Obama's meetings with Ethiopian leaders. The extremist threat was made clear anew Sunday when al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a suicide truck bombing at a luxury hotel in Mogadishu, Somalia's capital. It killed 8 people and shattered a period of calm in the city. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.